And it comes a point where the final decision has been made in God's church, and the church is purified, and that purified church takes the message of Sabbath Sunday to those out in Babylon that have never known the truth, and they will be tested by the Sunday test just like God's church is. So it's a progression of events. That's one of the understandings we need to see about the close of probation in the Sunday law. And judgment has always been described in the Bible and Spirit of Prophecy as progressive. This is from the Great Controversy, page 483. As the books of the record are opened in the judgments, the lives of all who have believed on Jesus comes in review before God. Beginning with those who first lived upon the earth, our advocate presents the cases of each successive generation and closes with the living. Every name is mentioned, every case closely investigated. Names are accepted, names rejected. Judgment begins with the dead. Someplace in time, it moves to the living. And when it moves to the living, it's going to move to God's church, because judgment begins with the house of God. It's going to go to God's church, the people that are living at that time. It will begin with the leadership, and it will move down to those of us that aren't in leadership. And this final illustration of where we've stood in the judgment will be made manifest at the Sunday test. Now, when it comes to the judgment time about whether we're going to receive the seal of God or the mark of the beast, and that's what we're discussing in Ezekiel 8 through 12, the clear testimony in the Spirit of Prophecy is that no one receives the seal of God that has sin in their lives. And this is from Testimonies, Volume 5, page 214. Not one of us will ever receive the seal of God while our characters have one spot or stain upon them. It is left with us to remedy the defects in our characters, to cleanse the soul temple of every defilement. Then the latter rain will fall upon us as the early rain fell upon the disciples on the day of Pentecost. What are you doing, brethren, in the great work of preparation? Those who are united with the world are receiving the worldly mold and preparing for the mark of the beast. Those who are distrustful of self, who are humbling themselves before God and purifying their souls by obeying the truth, these are receiving the heavenly mold and are preparing for the seal of God in their foreheads. When the decree goes forth and the stamp is impressed, their character will remain pure and spotless forever. Now she talks about two groups, people that are preparing the worldly mold, people that are preparing for the heavenly mold, and when the decree, the Sunday decree goes forth, their character is set for eternity, either for heaven or for earth. Now, this next quote identifying the